I've been looking forward to this all week. It's time to share some great writing. We reserved this segment a long time ago. Matt Lusky from the Western Pennsylvania Young Writers Institute, I got it right, is here. A lot of parents, I think, are here, and some other kids are here, too, that we're about to meet. And I'm going to start by asking you your name. Good morning.
Good morning.
And what's your name?
Isabel Siegel.
And where do you go to school, Isabel?
I go to Pittsburgh Kappa, 612.
Nice to meet you. What grade are you in?
I'm in sixth grade.
So you just started there.
Yeah.
What's it like? It's how's the adjustment been? It's a very different place.
Yeah, it's a lot different than my old school. It's really great because like the people there are really awesome, and the teachers are great, and it's just like you fit right in because you can be like anything.
What made you choose Kappa, or what caused you to audition and choose?
Well, I auditioned on the clarinet, and I just decided to, it was a really hard decision, but I just decided I would give it a shot, and it's been great. It's been awesome.
That's terrific. Do you have any friends that from your old school that came along with you?
Yeah, I have a few friends.
Great.
Yeah.
And before I forget, since you're on the radio on six different radio stations and online with a lot of people listening, do you want to say hello to anybody that might hear you now or later?
Sure. Okay. I want to say hi to all my friends at Kappa, all my old Colfax friends and my family, and yeah.
Excellent. Now, I'd love for you to share what you wrote. Do you need to tell me anything about it, or does it just make sense to read it straight?
I'll just read it.
Okay. So our pleasure, whenever you're ready.
Okay. Dear Governor Corbett, my name is Isabel Siegel, and I'm a sixth grader at Pittsburgh Kappa 612. I hear that you are cutting $1 billion for education, and that has started a budget crisis in the Pittsburgh Public School District. At Pittsburgh Kappa, each student is talented in an area of the arts. Instrumental music, that's my major, I play clarinet. Vocal music, musical theater, visual arts, literary arts, and stagecraft. Costume design is a major this year, but because of the budget cuts, that major is going away. I love, love, love my school because not only does Kappa offer an in-depth arts program that lets students pursue their passion in the real world, but also one of the top academic programs in the district. Above all, Kappa is a special place with special kids. However, with these budget cuts in place, would Kappa, or the Pittsburgh Public Schools in general, still have in-depth arts and academic programs? Will Kappa still be the special place that it is? In my major, instrumental music, one effect of your cuts is that the private lessons will be cut. We prepare for our high school auditions with our private teachers, but next year there will be greatly reduced in-school private lessons. So, the kids that can afford it will have their parents purchase private lessons outside of school. However, kids who can't afford separate private lessons will probably have a very small shot at attending Kappa High School. The instrumental department, probably the most diverse major at Kappa, will probably see its diversity drop to only middle and high class students in high school. Is that really what you want? Also, you can give all the money you want to successful companies with workers who have had a quality education. These companies will succeed in the present, but in the future, when there are adults whose education was cut in 2012, what will the world do? I hope you consider what I have said and think about what you can do to stop these cuts. Sincerely, Isabel Siegel, sixth grade.
Boy, that was well written. When did you write that?
I wrote this on January 2nd, 2012.
Wow. So what prompted you to write it? I mean, of course, your feelings, but I mean, was there a specific thing that just made you want to passionately express that?
Well, I just really wanted Governor Corbett to know that he was, like, making a big mistake and it would affect a lot of kids. And I just didn't think it made sense that he's giving a lot of money to building prisons rather than giving education.
Did you send it?
Yeah, we did. We sent it.
And how was his personal response back to you?
It wasn't personal. I don't think he ever read. I think his office, they give the same letter back to anyone who writes. So
that happens. One of the things that's important is when you get a lot of letters and a lot of communications from different channels, like today, radio and post mail, you know, good old-fashioned mail and email and tweets, it makes people have no choice but to take notice. So it doesn't sound, Isabel, like you need me to tell you that, but it's important that you've done what you did. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Great job. Let's meet who's sitting next to you. Hi, what's your name?
Lucia.
Oh, hang on, Lucia. See, I'm making mistakes today. I think I have your mic on now. Are you there? Hello.
I'm Luke Chinman.
There you are. Lou, did you say?
Luke.
And what's your last name?
Chinman.
Chinman. Well, it's nice to meet you. I'm going to move your mic over just a teeny bit so we can look at each other better. How old are you?
I am 8, turning 9 in 9 days.
9 days, April 23rd. Happy early birthday. So you're about like 8.95 right now, maybe. Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Colfax AOA K through 8.
And that's Isabel's alma mater, and Colfax is a great school. And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening?
No, not just my family.
Okay, and I'm ready to hear what you've written whenever you're ready to share it.
Dear Governor Corbett, are you aware that you are cutting the budget that is getting paid to public schools? Well, children should be able to go to public schools that are mostly problem-free. I strongly suggest you to raise the amount of taxes that you give to public schools. I definitely think that putting the money that you are cutting from public schools into making prisons is a horrible idea. First of all, taking away money will increase the problems at public schools. For example, classes will be growing, programs will be cut, librarians will be cut from 2 to 5 days a week to 1 day a week, K through 8 instrumental music instruction will be cut or mostly cut down to nothing. Another problem is if you cut the budget, some gifted children will leave public schools and go to private schools. This is bad because gifted children help all children in their classes learn better. Finally, you are cutting the amount of teachers that will be teaching the children and the classrooms might be crowded. The teachers won't be able to interact with all the children individually, so cutting the budget is definitely a bad idea. Well, now that you understand why cutting money from public schools is a bad idea, I expect you to increase the budget for public schools. Sincerely, Luke Chinman.
Luke, that's a great letter. You use some very powerful language in writing that to give expectations of the governor, and I think that's very appropriate for you to give him expectations. I like how you said, I expect you to do this, because the governor's serving people, including you here. Did you have any help when you wrote that? Did you draft it and redraft it? I'm curious what the process was like.
Yeah, I wrote a draft and then I fixed it up and made some more powerful language to help it.
Do you like to write?
Yes.
What other things do you enjoy writing? Do you ever write fiction or stories?
I like fiction. And I like fiction.
Well, you're a good writer, and thank you for sharing that with us. We'll see who we have next coming up here in a minute. You heard from Isabel and Luke. Isabel, right? Not
yeah.
Isabella. I'm always very careful about my Isabels and Isabellas. Do you get called Isabella sometimes? I'll bet you do.
Yes.
Let's see who we're about to meet next. What's your name?
Hi, my name is Joe Cavalicos.
Hi, Joe. And where do you go to school?
I also go to Kappa.
Great. What year are you in?
I'm freshman.
And what's your specialty? Isabel was instrumental.
I'm visual art.
Oh, so, terrific. Yeah. Well, it's very, very nice to meet you. Now, you created a work of art to share, or did you have something to read?
Well, I don't really have anything written, but I do have some things to talk about.
Oh, great. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. I just wanted to be sure that we went in the right direction, because I know out there in the theater, just outside of our studio, is part of the Right Now Education Matters demonstration that's occurring today. There are people making art as well. What is on your mind about all of this?
Well, like Isabel and Luke said, like Corbett is cutting a lot of money from the school budget, and right now visual art, like for this quarter, the fourth quarter, there's almost no money. Like, it was kind of funny because one of my teachers gave an example of, like, she's a printmaking teacher, and she was joking that we're going to make prints out of potatoes. And actually, one of my teachers over spring break, she went out with her own money and bought really nice painting supplies, and then brought in some artists this week so we could work on painting flowers. And I'm not sure what the date is, but soon there will be at Kappa showcase of all of our flower paintings, all 200 from the visual art major, and we're trying to sell them so we can have a budget for the rest of this year and next year.
Selling student artwork, which is often hard to part with for a school's budget, it just doesn't seem right. What also doesn't seem right, and this is just my own logic, I would think that visual arts is a field in really high demand right now, because with website development, I know the amount of visual arts we do, and we are audio people, but all of the CD covers behind Matt there are done by a graphic artist that we use. So here's a field as multimedia continues to explode, and as a need to communicate clearly continues to be required, you would think that more money would be poured into visual arts programming.
Yeah, it's kind of upsetting.
Well, I hope, don't give up any stretch, and I'm really glad you're here. I can't recall if I asked you if you wanted to say hello to anybody. You're welcome to, if there's anybody you want to acknowledge.
Well, I also just say hello to anyone I happen to know that is happening to be listening to this right now. So
excellent. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Now, Ava, you're next, and I'm looking forward to talking to you. How old are you?
5.
And where do you go to school?
Pittsburgh, Allegheny.
Oh, what grade are you in?
Kindergarten.
I love your school. I've been there quite a few times, and it's a nice place there. I know your principal very well. And are you concerned about the money being given to schools so that you can learn better? Have you thought a little bit about things you wish you had in school that you don't have?
Yes.
Can you tell me a little bit about your thoughts? What do you wish you had that maybe other kids have? Or have you, do you think it's right? I mean, a lot of people today have been talking about people giving less money to classes, and people think that you should really give more money so that classes maybe can be smaller in size, or so you can have more art materials. What do you like to do in school when you go to kindergarten?
Paint.
Do you? What do you paint? Do you have a favorite color to use? What is it?
Blue.
Really? And so do you ever like to make paintings of something that is blue, or do you use blue to make a picture? I'd love to hear you tell me about a picture that you've made.
I've made a picture of I made a picture of two frogs and something else, and it was a picture and a story.
What was the story about?
It was about three frogs and a bullfrog.
And did the frogs have names?
No.
And so three frogs and a bullfrog, what happened to them in the story? Did they do something together?
Yes.
What did they do?
The frogs were in the pond, and they sank.
They did? Did they come back up?
On the last rock.
Oh. Do you have any pets? At home, do you have any animals, any dogs or cats?
No.
Any frogs? Do you want to say hello to anybody who might be listening? Who's here with you today?
My mom.
Is your mom here in the room? Or is she outside there? Is she here?
Yes.
It's very nice to talk to you. So it sounds like you like kindergarten a lot, don't you? Do you go for the full day, a whole day of kindergarten from morning until the afternoon?
Yes.
Some schools only have half days where, can you imagine that? You would go in the morning and when you have lunch, you would go home. And Pittsburgh Allegheny is very lucky to have a program with full days. So can you imagine how boring it would be to only have half a day?
Yes.
Yeah, it'd be pretty boring. It's really nice to talk to you. Do you have anything else you'd like to talk about?
No.
Okay, well, we're going to meet the person next to you, Ava, and it was really wonderful to chat with you today. Ava, could you help me and just pivot that microphone over? Just give it a little push. There we go. And we're going to meet Josha. How do I know that? She's got a name tag on. Hi. Did I get your name right?
No.
Oh, is it Joisha?
Yes.
Sorry about that. I probably would have gotten it right if I had thought about it a little bit more. How old are you?
12.
And where do you go to school?
Pittsburgh Allegheny.
Nice to meet you. Now, have you ever been here before?
Yes.
I thought so. I recognize you now. Were you here to read a personal narrative that
yes.
you wrote with Miss Hudson?
No, Miss Manifold.
Miss Manifold. It's awesome to have you here. You've got something that you wanted to read that you wrote?
Yes.
Great. Whenever you're ready, go right ahead.
Hi, my name is Joshua Goldsmith, and I attend Pittsburgh Allegheny. I am standing up for Pittsburgh Public Schools. Pittsburgh Public Schools' budget cuts are wrong. Some Pittsburgh Public Schools' money is going to charter schools. Next year, instrumental will be cut out in our school. I feel sad that kids' dreams will be over because they can't play an instrument next year. In addition, some teachers are getting laid off. This is so bad. What are they going to cut next? After school programs or gym classes? Pittsburgh Allegheny needs new books, computers, and equipment. We deserve the same opportunities as all schools.
That was well written. The one thing I really liked about you reading it is it didn't sound like you were reading it. It sounded like it was right from your heart, and it was just perfect, natural language. Did you work hard to write that?
Yes.
I'll bet you did. What was the process like? Can you explain the process in writing it?
It was easy, and it came right from my heart.
Good. But you had to sharpen it, right, to make it sound as good as it did?
Yes.
Great. Well, it's very nice to talk to you. Do you want to say hello to anybody at all who might be listening?
My family.
Say that again?
My family.
Great. Well, thanks to each of you. I think we have some more students that are going to join us in just a minute. Matt, we can take a short little, you don't have to rush, but we're going to have more students join us. And I'm really proud of each and every one of you. Thank you. Did anybody want to say anything else that they might have forgotten to say or that popped into their head while listening to others? Everybody good? Okay. It's always good to give that opportunity. Sometimes you forget. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. It's the Right Now Education Matters program that's taking place today. It's our pleasure to partner with the Western Pennsylvania Young Writers Institute, University of Pittsburgh, as well as the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh, in spotlighting the importance of public education, as well as students who are very much engaged and interested in funding issues associated with their schools. When I was going to school, I had no idea that there was such a thing as a school budget, nor did I ever think anything about not having enough paper or books or anything. And these days, if you're not aware of this, kids really get the fact that teachers are buying supplies and that there are budget issues. And while I'm not here to editorialize, it amazes me that kids are not being shielded from those factors and are just able to do the job of school and the job of learning. Now, we had a request from Gina and Marty for the song we're about to play, and then we're going to talk with some more kids. This is especially good if you've got a baby in the house. It's a little potato. It's 25 before noon at the Saturday Light Brigade.
You're my little potato. You're my little potato. You're my little potato. They dug you up. You come from underground. The world is big, so big. It's very big. You're my little potato. You're my little potato. You're my little potato. They dug you up. You come from underground. About root crops and lamb chops and things to eat like apples and cheese and bananas and cream, jellies and butter. It's late at night. I hope this little bottle helps you go to sleep. They must have grown you wild to make a grown man a child. I'll go and play in the mud to be with you, my spud potato. When you came out looking red as a beet, you had wrinkles on the bottoms of your feet.
Oh, oh, now you are so sweet potato.
You're my sweet potato. You're my sweet potato. Dug you up. You come from underground. You smile, hey, smile, a little smile. The world is small, so small, it's very small. You're my little potato, you're my little potato, you're my little potato. They dug you up, you come from under. My little potato, you're my little potato.
That's Metamora by request for Gina and Marty. Thank you for your kind email. It's wonderful to have you here along with us today, and we're really appreciative of your listening today. And they're out in Glenshaw. I had to check for a moment. And thank you for your patience. I've got five more students that we're going to talk to. It's the Right Now Education Matters program taking place. And I'm so excited that this is happening today. And we'll just go right around the table here. And we'll start with Javon. I didn't get very far with meeting Javon, other than to learn his first name. Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Allegheny K-5.
And what grade are you in?
Fifth.
And it looks like you wrote something to read. Before I ask you to share it, would you like to say hello to anybody?
Well, not in particular.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are. I can't wait to hear what you composed.
Okay. People of Pittsburgh, my name is Javon Corbett Sparks of Pittsburgh Elementary School, Allegheny Traditional Academy, K-5. This morning, I am here to get in the mind of our governor, Mr. Tom Corbett. Here's a question for you, Pittsburgh. Did you know that charter schools are getting the money that public schools used to? If yes, focus on this next question. Did you know Tom Corbett was once a teacher? Last question, Pittsburgh. Don't you think he would know the pain of any type of teacher in a plain old day? For an example, the school I'm in has old computers, broken tables, chipped walls, and this isn't even in K-5, but the middle school stairs has trash everywhere. And this is happening because the government doesn't give public schools enough money for more janitors. Don't you think all students, no matter where they go to school, should have a good learning environment so they can receive a proper education? If you want to help, please send a letter to or call the governor stating your opinion. Thank you for your time. And no, I am not related to Tom Corbett in any way.
I didn't ask you your last name, but I gather it's Corbett, huh? Yeah. How do you feel when you see those conditions in your school?
I feel disgusted a little bit because I figured, because I came from a really bad school, I figured this one would be a little different. The only thing that's really different is how I'm learning. The environment is still terrible and all that.
And how does an environment matter?
The environment matters because kids could get distracted by anything. Like, I was eating my lunch one day, and a stink bug was in there. So I had to throw my lunch away, and I didn't get to eat that much that day. And that distracted me because it was lunch, and I was hungry, and it distracted me from learning.
How old are you again?
I'm 11.
Thank you for sharing that with us, Javon. And you're next. Hi, what's your name?
Jakar.
Hi, and where do you go to school?
Pittsburgh Allegheny.
Another Pittsburgh Allegheny. How old are you?
11.
And did you write something to share, or did you just want to talk a bit, which is fine, too?
Talk a bit.
Tell me how you feel about this whole issue of public education.
I feel that it's unfair. I feel that it's unfair that charter schools get more money than public schools, and that when public schools need more help and charter schools got laptops for every person in the school, and public schools got probably 1 to 2 computers in every classroom, and that everyone in charter schools come home with less homework because most of the work could be done on the computers. Unlike public schools, they come home with like 3-4 pages of homework a day.
So homework ends up being something that matters a lot to you, but it sounds like technology is really important for you too. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you use a computer at home?
Yes.
What do you like? Are there times you wish you had a computer in school to do things? Do you have access to a computer at school?
Yes.
Is it good enough, or are there enough of them?
I feel that there isn't enough of them, because when other people get a chance to get on the computer, there's not enough for everyone that isn't doing something that the rest of the class is doing.
Well, very good. I understand you're one of our essayists. You read an essay called A Very Close Game, didn't you? A story?
Yes.
Called A Very Close Game that you recorded in our studios. And Eskimo Kiss is yours, I think, is Jayvon's. And Andy is one of the people working on getting your essays ready to go on a Saturday Light Brigade story box. And he wanted to be sure I said hello to you and make you aware of that. Anything else you'd like to say? Okay, well, let's meet who's next to you. Could you help me just move the microphone over? I know this is Angelo because I see his name tag. Hello, Angelo.
Hi.
Where do you go to school?
Colfax.
And what grade are you in?
6.
And what would you like to express about funding and public education?
That we should have what Jayvon said about mm-hmm. the computers, because in our school we only have like 2 computers in a room, and some that don't even work.
Can you give me an example of when a lack of computers has hurt your education?
One day I had this, because we're doing a compare and contrast in our school, and so I needed to search up some stuff about Carmelo Anthony, like his biography and stuff, so I could put how he compare and contrast him about Allen Iverson. But we didn't have our computer, so I couldn't search it up.
Who are those people? Can you tell me about them?
They're basketball players.
Uh-huh. And so your job was to compare the two people, and you couldn't find any information on them.
No.
And they're probably not covered in books, right? At least not easily. How did that make you feel, not having the tools you needed to do what you wanted to do?
It made me feel that I wasn't going to get the grade that I really wanted and that I actually needed.
Why did you need a good grade?
Because I actually need to boost my grades up, because I'm not doing so well.
And do you feel that one of the reasons you're not doing well is because of the tools you have to work with?
Yes.
That is difficult, and I think by speaking out today, you're helping to make a difference when we combine our voices. Angelo, would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening or say anything else?
No.
Well, you did a great job. Thank you, Angelo. Now, I'm going to come to you in a second, but these fellows were here a little earlier, so I just want to be sure. These people, I should say, I'm sorry. These people were here a little bit earlier from Wilkinsburg. And what's your name?
Brandy.
Let me see if I can actually turn your mic on. There we go. Say your name again.
Brandy.
Thank you, Brandy. And what grade are you in?
10th.
It's nice to meet you. Wilkinsburg High School, it's right on Penn, right? I'm trying to remember.
It's on Wallace.
Wallace, that's right. Because I grew up near Wilkinsburg back when the trolleys ran, but I remember Wilkinsburg High School pretty well. Did you write something to share?
No.
Because we can certainly just talk. I shouldn't say just talk. We certainly can talk, because it's every bit as important to also share our thoughts that way. So tell me, Brandy, what's on your mind about all of this?
I think that there shouldn't be as many budget cuts as there are to education, because Wilkinsburg, as probably a lot of people know, it's not like the richest school in the world. It doesn't have a whole lot of money, and taking money away from a school that barely has any money to begin with is hurting our education.
Well, Wilkinsburg has great bones. You know, I think of Wilkinsburg as a solid, I'll tell you, I like Wilkinsburg a lot. And I think one of the reasons the budget issues especially hit Wilkinsburg is you're the city of churches, right? Lots of churches that aren't taxed, which is fine. That's the way it works. But budget cuts especially hit you guys. Yeah. Are there things, I mean, in 10th grade, are there things that, you know, friends in other districts can do that you can't do? Or, like, do you have any specific examples of how you might have been shut out of something solely because of money that the district should have had?
It's mostly because, like, our programs, like our honors, we don't have any honors programs anymore because of the budget cuts. We don't have enough money, and like dorm enrollment for college and stuff like that, we don't have it anymore. Money. So if you're in the 12th grade, you might have one or two classes, then you'll get home. Like, you can't have dorm enrollment.
Now, there are people, and you know this, that probably think that folks at Wilkinsburg High aren't thinking about college. The people that draw those stereotypes, and that's hardly the case, is it? I mean, are you thinking of college?
Yeah, there are actually a whole lot of people in Wilkinsburg that people don't realize, because we're smart. A lot of the times we're a lot smarter than children from other schools. It's just that we don't have the opportunities that other people may have to show off, like, how smart we are.
Well, and people draw stereotypes. I sometimes call them shortcuts. They draw conclusions through a shortcut rather than taking time to get to know somebody and who they really are. Have you thought about what you might like to do job-wise or college-wise?
Yeah, I'm thinking about being a medicinal chemist.
Really?
Yeah.
How come?
Because I'm real interested in making new medicines and improving the ones that we have and just trying to, you know, discover new things and maybe find a cure for diseases.
That's great. Now, a 10th grade, are you taking chemistry now?
Yes.
Will you have the chance to take an honors chemistry class in Wilkinsburg? Is there a second class offered?
No. As far as I know, we don't.
That makes me sad because my background is chemical engineering, believe it or not, and it was taking a second chemistry class in high school that really helped me get interested in that. So I hope things will change. You probably have physics next year.
Yeah, but the physics that we take next year is on a computer, so we don't even have a physics teacher. It's on a computer.
And why is that?
Budget cuts, money. We don't have the money.
So you'll be taking physics
on a computer
from a screen.
And then next year, I'm supposed to take calculus or statistics, and that's going to have to be on a computer, too.
How many kids are in your graduating class, roughly?
Right now, maybe 30, 40. There's not a whole lot, because oftentimes people go to charter schools, which is also a problem, because the kids that go to charter schools, the district has to pay for them, so that's money that's taken out of the district, and that's less money that we have, so...
And people might move to other neighborhoods, too, and it leads, you know, kind of avalanche. Brandy, it's you're really articulate, and I think it's what you want to do for a living is really neat. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you. And you could just sort of pivot that mic over. And you'll need to lean. That's good, but I just want to be sure we can hear you. What's your name?
Mikhail.
Hey, Mikhail, and what grade are you in?
11.
Also at Wilkinsburg?
Yes.
So you're taking this screen physics class now, or?
Well, I'm not in the physics class.
Okay.
But I do know that they are taking it on a computer.
I can't believe that. That's
And it's not just physics. It's other classes like Spanish and I think science too. One of the sciences.
So what are your thoughts about this whole topic today? We're talking about education and public education.
I think public education should be valued just as much as, you know, things like healthcare and all that other stuff, because it's important for kids to get to know the things that, you know, they're not really being taught. And I think education is very important, because it provides them with a future, you know. and it gives them their goals and prepares them for the outside world.
You know, when you said that, what you made me think, you kind of inspired me. It's like clean air, clean water, yeah. Clothing, food, shelter, education. I mean, it's a basic yeah. right and a basic need. In a very public way for kids and young adults. What would you change? Is there one thing in your school that if you could throw money at, if I handed you a check for $1 million, is there one thing you'd immediately fix?
Probably just renovate the whole school.
I don't have that, by the way. Renovate it?
Yes, because there the walls, the paint's peeling and the pipes are coming out of the walls and it's not the type of environment that you want to be in to learn. And also security, just because there's no sense of it at all. I mean, the security guards at times they do their job, but then there's times where they just basically stand around and do nothing.
Yeah, you can't learn if you don't feel safe.
Yeah.
Thanks. Anything else you wanted to mention? Really nice to talk to you. Let's meet this young woman who came in while we were talking, and I think you might be our last student, and then we're going to say hello to some visiting Cub Scouts that are here today who have been looking at things. They're from Bellevue and Avalon, which is my home turf. And hello. That's okay, we're almost ready to go here. Hi, what's your name?
Zoe.
Hey, Zoe. Where do you go to school?
I go to Dilworth.
Oh, nice to meet you. Have you been here before?
Yeah, I just went last week.
I thought so. You were here a lot. What? Zoe, you played... Hang on. Yep. Do you know, a lot of people told me how much they enjoyed hearing you. They really did. They said how great you were. You've got something to share, and whenever you're ready, go right ahead.
Yes, it's a letter. Dear Governor Corbett, can you remember what it was like to be in elementary school? How would you feel if all of a sudden things started changing at your school? Teachers and programs eliminated? Extracurricular activities canceled? I beg you to give back the money that you cut from the public school budgets. My teacher Sarah Russell is an amazing writer and role model. I wrote an essay about her and how much I appreciate her. It won an award in a local contest. My friend Katarina Mondor also won an award for an essay she wrote. Both of us are students of Mrs. Russell's who have won awards for her writing. We wouldn't have been able to win those contests if it wasn't for her help. She also helped me and other students write essays for CAPA, the Creative and Performing Arts Magnet School in Pittsburgh Public Schools. Thanks to her, we are continuing our study of literary arts in middle school. But what if she weren't there? What if she had been cut? What would have happened to us? Do you see how we need teachers like Mrs. Russell to help us succeed? Please give back the money that you took away from the budgets that keep our school strong. At my school, Pittsburgh Dilworth Elementary, we have teachers who help kids with special needs. Some kids have dyslexia or vision problems that can't simply be fixed by a pair of glasses. Can you imagine what would happen if those teachers got cut? How much harder will it be for those kids to learn? Do you really believe taking money from public education is a good idea? Instead of being a language magnet like some other elementary schools, my school is an arts and humanities magnet. Music and art themes run deep in our school. Every morning, we start with world drummers playing beats and performers singing and playing on stage. What will be left after your cuts? Silence? Our first instrumental teacher, Lori Russo, taught me and my two brothers to play our instruments. My flute skills have advanced, which led to my admittance to the Kappa Music Program, as well as literary arts. Where would I be if she hadn't taught me? On Saturday, April 7th, 10 students from Dilworth performed on the radio. This is one of many performances we've done all around the city, including a Martin Luther King Jr. performance for a senior center in our community. These experiences gave us firsthand practice at live performances. If Miss Russo had been cut, would we have been invited to play? Would we have been prepared? Do you really think cutting the public education budgets is a good idea? Try visiting the schools that you've cut money from. Maybe that will help you see how your cuts affect students, teachers, and learning. I urge you to give back the money that was cut. Think of how many teachers' jobs will be given back, how many successful programs will be continued, and how many students will benefit if you give back what you took. Some cuts can't heal, but if you try, you can fix this one. Sincerely, Zoe Magley.
What a great closing on that letter. That was really, It was a great letter completely, but I love that. Some cuts can't heal. This one can.
But if you try, you can fix this one.
Thank you, Zoe. We're near the end of the show. I'd like to talk to you more, but I think your essay said everything. Is there anybody you'd like to say hi to?
Yeah, I'd like to say hi to my mom and my dad.
Thanks. And we're going to try to stay here for a little bit, but our stations leave us at noon. Thank you very much for being with us, all of you, and thanks to the Western Pennsylvania Young Writers Institute and Matt Lusky. It's a collaboration we've been deepening, and I'm not sure we can get much deeper than today. It's been absolutely terrific. Look for us next week, the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on public radio.